It is another edition of the Pedwell with Toyota Local Legend program here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our guest this week and local legend is none other than Frank Bennett, who is a longtime volunteer with the St. John Ambulance. So, Frank, congratulations, and thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome. It's kind of an honor. Wasn't expecting any of this at all.
Not many people are when they get to come in and kind of talk about how awesome they are in the community. But again, you've been with the St. John Ambulance for so long. What has, you know, kind of kept you within the organization and wanted to be involved for so long?
Just glad to get out and meet people around the valley. I've been to almost every corner of the valley. And sometimes beyond the valley, like last year we were at Spectacle Lake Lodge, which is past Barry's Bay, past the county line. And then we've been, years ago, you used to go to Elmont and once the Carlton Place to do a duty. And then we've been up the Deep River. And last year we skipped across the borderline to Chapeau to do a skating party over there. So it's glad to and nice to get out to meet different people, and the amount of years I've been with the unit, I've been meet a lot of people. So everybody, a lot of people know me. You keep going back year to year, and it's just a nice and they're always glad to see you. And now I've been made a liaison's officer because I know people and people know me, and I'm kind of the go-between between different organizations that get us to come to events. In order for them to hold events, they've got to have first aid coverage. So, and there we are.
Okay. I mean, I've been seeing the St. John Ambulance around my whole life, and I've seen it around the Ottawa Valley many times as well. So pretty much what it is you know, people reach out and hire the St. John Ambulance to come and provide first aid services. Is that the way it works?
It's a donation that goes on between our office and us. We have no exchange or seed money at all. We volunteer, so I try to stay out of the money part. I don't like doing that kind of stuff. So it's between the organization. They send in their donation that they give to the unit, and that money is used for teaching classes, to getting supplies, keeping our trucks running whenever we can. And we're always looking for volunteers, always.
Okay.
And it's a great way to get out into the community, to different events, and meet people.
You were saying that they offer a lot of courses and things like that. Can you maybe elaborate on those?
Well, there's first aid courses, AED courses. There's therapy dogs now are coming back after the COVID pandemic there. And we're getting them slowly back activated again. And our youth, we're still trying to get the youth division going again. But since COVID, the youth have either moved on or we just can't get it started up again, but we're still trying to get them going. But right now, it's still in the making process.
If there was an organization or event that wanted to have the St. John Ambulance on site, how would they go about doing that?
They call the office at 310 McKay Street, 613-732-0072. And you just call the office, and then the office tells our unit chief and our organization, and that we get volunteers as much as we can, and see if we can cover the event. And most of the time we can, but we got to know ahead of time before, so we can get people gathered up and supplies ready, and away we go.
Do you ever collaborate with the Brentford County Paramedic Service as well?
We try. We're trying to get them involved, like, you know, for us to get one of the members or the head guys to come and teach us certain things, like about naloxone or teachings of certain kind, certain things, but not lately, but that's in the process too, so.
Okay. All right. Well, Frank, it's been a pleasure to speak with you today. And again, thank you for all your years of service at the St. John Ambulance. And congratulations on being a local legend.
Yeah, and I've also been nominated for a member of the Order of St. John. So this June sometime I'll be heading to Toronto to receive the order, which is an honor after 20-some years being with St. John. So, yeah, it's nice to be rewarded.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Frank Bennett, again, getting the order with the St. John Ambulance. So congratulations on that, and hopefully we get to talk to you again soon when that happens.
Okay.